Welcome to episode 50, the last in our series from Spanish History 101, brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. This has taken us through the history of this fascinating country from prehistory all the way to this day. So much to say, so much to tell. It's been an amazing journey, at least personally for me, and I hope it has for you. We have walked you through the days all the way back to Atapuerca, even before the time when Homo sapiens were around. And then we talked about the first peoples to live here, some of which may have been here almost all the time. Then we talked about the Celts and the Iberians and the different tribes amongst the two. And then came the Phoenicians and the Greeks and the Carthaginians and the Romans. Time and time again, this land was invaded by foreign peoples, some more violently than others, others rather peacefully. And then the Romans came and stabilized the peninsula for more than four or 500 years, maybe up to 600 years, depending on how you look at it. And that would have a major impact on the future of Spain. To begin with, the language that's spoken here, and most of the other languages in addition to Spanish, Catalan, Gallego, and so on, well, these are languages that come from Latin. So that's one major impact that it had. And then when the empire collapsed, the invading started all over again, this time by a series of Germanic tribes, of which the Visigoths ended up staying the longest. Their contribution was mainly the religion, Christianity, actually Catholicism, also some general laws, and possibly the first inklings of a national identity carried on until this day. That all changed radically when the Muslims invaded in 711 AD and took over most of the country. Not all of it, though. The very northern coast, especially what is today Asturias, held out. And then from there, a long and complicated phase known as the Reconquista, the Reconquest. It was during these 700 plus years, close to 800 years, that the kingdoms and regions that would make up Spain today began to emerge. First Asturias, then León, then followed by Galicia, Navarra, Castile, Catalonia, Aragon, Valencia, and so on. And then you had the regions of La Mancha and Extremadura, who rose during this period too. This is a very confusing time in Spanish history. For any of you who were listening to the episodes that focused on that time could personally appreciate, many of these histories grow individually and yet intertwine like vines with the other histories of the other regions. And it makes for fun research, but it can be a mess. But anyway, hopefully we were able to clarify some of that for some people. I know it has. Some people have given me some feedback, have told me they really have had a better understanding of Spanish history. So that's good. That was certainly one of our aims there. And then things begin to meld together with the marriage of Isabel or Isabella to Fernando or Ferdinand. And this has become known generally considered to be the unification of Spain. It's more de facto than anything else, but essentially the country has been one ever since. And that was all the way back in the late 15th century. They got married in 1469, and then each one became a monarch a few years later. And starting that period, well, Spain's identity as a union, as one country, really takes hold then. Then came the age of discovery, the discovery of America and the rise of the Spanish Empire, which is something we are actually going to focus on in the future a little bit more. I didn't really give much attention to that this time round, but I will be taking care of that in the future. Then a new dynasty from a branch of the Habsburgs rather suddenly turned this country into one of the most important and powerful nations in the world at the time. This empire began to decline during the 17th century, and then after a power struggle known as the War of Spanish Succession, which took place during the early 1700s, a new dynasty came into power. These were the Bourbons, and they have been the ruling house off and on until this day. And then for the next 200 years, Spain continued to decline as an international power, sort of went through its ups and downs. I am talking about the 1700s and 1800s, but the constant changes, turmoil, and invasion by Napoleonic France during the 1800s definitely took its toll. In 1896, its empire pretty much disappeared completely with the Spanish-American War. On the other hand, industrialization came on strong, a little bit late compared to other European countries, but some prosperity increased. And during the early decades of the 20th century, Spain must have been one of the most volatile countries in Europe. This came to a standoff in the famous Spanish, or infamous Spanish Civil War from 1936 to 1939, which was followed by the Franco dictatorship, followed by the 50 years or so of democratic existence. This is the longest it's ever experienced. So now, what's the future of its history? Spain has done pretty well since the transition in the 1970s. All things considered, despite some pretty bumpy moments, political division is still strong, and the country continues to persevere in a time of great uncertainty. We are currently living in unsettling times all over the world, which 10 years ago would have seemed unimaginable. So it's sort of hard to say where everything is going. The most recent upheaval during the 2017 Catalan crisis is a perfect example of an area where Spain hasn't fully adjusted. Then again, regardless of what anyone tells you, these are disputes that have gone on for centuries in many ways. And this is just the latest episode. As humans, we naturally become set in our ways, and we tend to assume that the world as we know it has always been like this and will stay that way forever. It's a reasoning that goes against what history teaches us, so we should just heed the lessons of the past and expect changes. They have always occurred and always will. When that will happen and how it will happen is impossible to say. But this country will find a way, probably, as far as I can tell, to carry on the way it has over thousands of years. I did this project because I felt it always helps to know a country's history if you want to understand it better and understand it today. And in Spain's case, never is that belief more true. It all comes together. Knowing why regions are the way they are and what they are, why they came about the way they did, understanding what happened in different places, why people think the way they do, is essential to getting more out of this country. But most people just aren't aware of this. At least I wasn't. I'm not criticizing. I'm not accusing. I was just as ignorant as anyone years ago, and it was after years of just this personal interest and mission to learn more and to feel like I understand more about this country that has gotten me to where I am today. This is a massively complex history to follow. Believe me, it's still, despite all I've learned over the years, there are still so many moments which are perplexing and are still large gaps in my puzzle of knowledge of the history of this country. But it was my plan to give my listeners a chance to get a better general idea of what makes this country tick and what has happened to this country over the years. And to achieve this end, I did a classic teaching trick of having to explain what one is learning. It's the best way to learn something yourself. So in that way, it has been a learning experience for me. Where will I go from here? Well, my knee-jerk reaction is to sort of go all the way back to the beginning and start over and do a better job than what I've done so far. Sort of a Spanish History 101 version 2. But I think I'll resist that tempting idea because that's not really what my plan is. This journey has taken me in so many different directions. And one thing, it has stirred a lot of interest in talking about other aspects of Spanish history. So I will be heading in different directions. I just won't tell you yet, so it's a surprise. Ya lo verás, as they say in Spanish. You'll see. In the meantime, you can always go back to the start or to any one of these episodes to refresh your memory. Learning about Spanish history is good for your health. I'm a firm believer in that. So enjoy it and live longer and be happier. And that'll be all for this series brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. We hope you've enjoyed it. Please feel free to make any comments or questions because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, and Castos. And you can check us out on our YouTube channel and subscribe. If you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. Our podcasts are free, so anyone can enjoy them. But we welcome listeners to support us if they wish. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and as always, hasta pronto.